This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hollywood celebrities, civil rights leaders, musicians, and politicians have chosen to remember George Floyd as a man who was anonymous in life, but one who has sparked global protests for justice in his death. Well, there are several tributes planned for Floyd, who sparked the global protest movement after dying at the hands of a police officer while Floyd begged for air. Thursday's service was eulogized by the Reverend Al Sharpton, who said that Floyd should not be among the deceased, but he had been victimized by an unjust treatment of African Americans. The 46-year-old died May 25th after white police officer Derek Chauvin put his knee on Floyd's neck for several minutes as he lay handcuffed on the pavement. Chauvin has been charged with second-degree murder. He and three other officers could get up to 40 years in prison. Defense attorneys say two of the three other Minneapolis police officers charged with aiding and abetting in the death of George Floyd were rookies, barely off probation when a more senior white officer ignored the black man's cries for help and pressed the knee to his neck. Attorney Earl Gray says former officer Thomas Lane had no choice but to follow the instructions of Derek Chauvin, who has since been charged with the second-degree murder and Floyd's death. Gray calls the case against his client extremely weak. A judge on Thursday set bail at $750,000 for the three officers. As protesters descended on Capitol Hill in Washington, lawmakers worked on what could become one of the most ambitious efforts in years to oversee how law enforcement works. There are U.S. Senate and House versions that are expected to include proposed changes to police accountability laws and training requirements addressing the loss of trust between police departments and communities that they serve. This is VOA News. Days after his boss received criticism for what some of his opponents have called a photo opportunity, U.S. Attorney General William Barr defends President Donald Trump by saying there was no correlation between law enforcement dispersion and protesters from Lafayette Square near the White House on Monday, and President Donald Trump's walk to a nearby St. John's Church shortly thereafter, a visit he said was entirely appropriate. Barr said the country's dealing with the witch's brew. Barr ordered law enforcement to expand their perimeter another block away from the White House Monday evening. He denied that the path was cleared of activists demonstrating against police brutality to make way for Mr. Trump's trip to the church. Barr joined Mr. Trump at the church later. In China, the world's second largest economy continues to grapple with its own set of issues, where protesters have been arrested after thousands defied a ban to stage candlelight rallies in memory of the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Reuters witnesses said that scuffles briefly broke out in Mongkok, where hundreds had gathered, and some demonstrators tried to set up roadblocks with metal barriers, prompting officers to use pepper spray. The annual vigil in Hong Kong was banned by police this year, citing the coronavirus. Officials have repeatedly said a ban on groups larger than eight is a public health measure with no political motivation. The anniversary has struck in an especially sensitive nerve in Hong Kong this year after China's move last month to impose national security legislation and the passage of a bill outlawing disrespect of China's national anthem on Thursday. More than 391,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. That figure is more than 108,000 in the United States. There are more than 6.6 million confirmed infections worldwide and more than 1.8 million in the U.S. The number of Americans filing for new unemployment benefits dipped below 2 million for the first time since mid-March. The Labor Department announced Thursday that new jobless claims hit 1.8 million last week. That's a big drop from nearly 7 million Americans filing for first-time benefits when much of the economy was forced to shut down over health concerns and the coronavirus. But economists point out that the jobless numbers remain stubbornly high and reflect a second yet smaller wave of layoffs by companies struggling to cope with weak demand. The jobless numbers also likely reflect states playing catch-up by finally processing claims for those workers displaced at the onset of the shutdown. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.